third principle of manifestation is called honoring your worthiness to receive. So we've talked about understanding that not only that you have a higher self, but that it is the part of you that wants to be at peace. And then the second aspect of it is to learn to trust in your divine inner wisdom, to trust it so strongly that you have banished all doubt. And now we're talking about honoring your worthiness to receive it. And the affirmation for this principle of manifestation is, I deserve to experience divine abundance, for I am a part of God. And of course, the universe is abundant. It is endless. This intelligence that I've been speaking about is endless and abundant. And you, therefore, also are abundant and are deserving of that abundance. But there's a lot of stuff that has come your way that has worked to convince you that this isn't true. And what I want to do here in this principle is to help you to recognize not only your own divinity, but that whatever comes your way, you are entitled to. And that there's nothing selfish about having a desire. This idea that somehow there's an incompatibility with desiring abundance in your life or desiring healing or desiring anything in your life. You know, you can't create without a desire. You can't have anything without a desire. Even the desire to be desireless is a desire. And this idea that we don't have desires is really it's a hallucination. It's a myth that somehow I shouldn't be wanting things. You are a part of the endlessness and the abundance of this divine universe. And you are not incompatible with prosperity and joy and wealth and fulfillment. This is something that you not only can ask for, but are entitled to. And you must know that. Someone mailed this to me that I thought I'd share this with you. It's called I Am Lost. It says, a woman is dying of AIDS. A priest is summoned. He attempts to comfort her, but to no avail. I am lost, she said. I have ruined my life and every life around me. Now I'm going painfully to hell. There's no hope for me. The priest saw a framed picture of a pretty girl on the dresser. Who is this? He asked. The woman brightened. She is my daughter, the one beautiful thing in my life. And would you help her if she was in trouble or made a mistake? Would you forgive her? Would you still love her? Of course I would, cried the woman. I would do anything for her. Why do you ask such a question? Because I want you to know, said the priest, that God has a picture of you on his dresser. And I think that picturing ourselves this way, with all of the problems that we have had, the things that we feel bad about, the mistakes that we may have made, the people that we may have hurt, all of these kinds of things have a tendency to make us feel unworthy. There's a lot of people who think, you know, I'm going to be able to manifest what I want in my life as soon as I am no longer an addict, or as soon as I am no longer fat, or as soon as I remove all of these problems I have in this relationship, when I get rid of all of this, when this all goes, then I will feel worthy. And it's almost like you have to shift that consciousness around and come at it from a different perspective, which says, I love myself while I am fat. I love myself while I'm an addict. I love myself regardless of what it is that I may have seen as something that I shouldn't be, that God does have a picture of me on his dresser, is the metaphor as well. And what it does is it fills you with this kind of unconditional love that I'll be talking about a little bit later in one of the later principles. But you begin to say, yes, I am worthy. And I'll tell you when you feel most worthy of what it is that you would like to be able to manifest. You see, if you feel unworthy, what you do is you block the flow. And remember, there's an energy. There's a flowing of energy in everything. That's what manifesting is. And the idea that somehow I shouldn't have this or there's something wrong with it, that immediately puts you into a feeling or a space of being separate from this thing that you want to manifest. It's like you put up that blockage. Someone asked the question, does God have this for me? Does God want that for me? And almost always when we ask that question, we make an assumption. We're coming from that ego assumption that God and I are separate. And the same thing is true when you're feeling unworthy. What you're really saying is that God has made a mistake here. And there are no mistakes. And this divine intelligence is everywhere. And it's a theme that will run through this entire program. This idea that what I want to manifest has the same divine intelligence in it that is in me and that is in everything. So I'm realigning myself. But you can't realign yourself if you feel like what you would like to have come to you, that you aren't worthy of it. You have to know that you are as worthy of anything showing up in your life as anyone else is on the planet. The essence of this is that you have to be at peace. And being at peace is what enlightenment is. As my teacher told me, enlightenment is being immersed in and surrounded by peace. That's the definition of enlightenment. And it is also what the higher intelligence or the sacred part of you or the higher self always wants. It just wants you to be at peace. Nothing else. It's not asking anymore. When you feel unworthy, you're not at peace. The ego has taken over this idea somehow that you have certain obligations, you have to behave in certain ways, you have to fulfill the obligations of your conditioning or of the tribe. That's what starts to take over. And you've got to let go of that.